You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Cade Constable and Casey Hudson, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Nikola Jokic to have over 29.5 points and over 9.5 rebounds at plus 175 at Caesars. A little value here. He just had 41 points in game two and 11 rebounds, and he hits this over on rebounds quite a bit. So I love the value in this odds boost.
Yeah, Lucy, quite a bit is kind of an understatement. He's got over 9.5 rebounds in all but three games this entire postseason. And Jokic has also gone over 9.5 in both games this series. In terms of his points, 41 in the last game. And if Miami looks to kind of take away Jokic's passing ability and his ability to facilitate the offense, he should have another big night scoring-wise. Because in that game two, putting up 41 points, I mean, he wasn't able to find his teammates and they weren't knocking down shots. So he kind of just took things into his own hands and said, okay, well, I'll be the one to score. So big number for him again tonight. And I mean, any little missed buckets around the rim, maybe those resulted in some offensive rebounds that bolsters rebound prop a little bit. So yeah, love the value here.
I love the value too, because I know some fans might be like, after a 41 point night, how do you get close to that again? But it's the fact that we haven't seen this team, we haven't seen Jokic have to respond in a high pressured situation since the first round versus the Suns. And the first game that he had to kind of have that response, he put up 29 points and 13 rebounds. So even if it comes down just a little bit, those passing lanes open up, like you mentioned so beautifully, Kate, he's still so capable of hitting that over and facilitating his team. So I like that a lot, because I like the fact that this team's not going to go into this underestimating Miami. We saw what it's like when you give Miami an inch. They were counted out versus the Knicks. They were counted out versus the Celtics. And right now they're going to try to command and take a series lead. And I think Jokic is going to try to minimize that margin very quickly. So I love the over here and the rebound.
Definitely. And I think Michael Malone is going to make sure of that and be like, don't underestimate anything. He's going to be so mad if they do, because he's doing everything he can to keep that from happening. So I think that won't happen. And I love the value in this at plus 175 for him to do both of these things, get in on that and get up to $1,000 in bonus bets on your first wager at BetMGM by entering code Lucy1000 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at The Sports Case, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm going to Major League Baseball and Logan Webb to have over 5.5 strikeouts against the Rockies. This is at plus money. So I'm like, what is going on here? It's plus 105 at BetMGM. He has hit this over in 9 of his 12 starts this season. He finished last season with 7 strikeouts against the Rockies in his final game last year. He has hit this in his last 3 starts with 6, 11, and 7 strikeouts in those. So at 5.5 at plus money, like that's too good to be true. So I like him to hit this over again, and I'm taking this for sure.
That, sounds kind of too good to be true, Lucy. Might have to jump on that with you. I'm going to go back to the NBA and take Jamal Murray over 6.5 assists tonight. This kind of correlates with what we talked about with Jokic, because part of the Nuggets offense that's so tough to defend is the two-man game between Murray and Jokic in the pick and roll. And if Jokic is unable to, you know, kick things out to the perimeter, or guys aren't knocking shots down once again and he's looking to score more, a lot of those passes are going to be coming from Jamal Murray. He's had 10 assists in both games so far, 17 potential assists in game one, 21 potential assists in game two. And if Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Michael Porter Jr. actually start hitting some shots in this game three, they have not been doing that in the first two games, then that's going to add again to Murray's assist numbers, because he has the ball in his hands more than anyone on that entire Denver Nuggets team. So over 6.5 assists, but you could also take it at, you know, 8, 9, 10 for some plus money. I think maybe a little escalator look on this one wouldn't be a bad idea.
Love that. I'm taking Adebayo at that -135 for over 18.5 points. Might find this a little risky, but to have 220-plus point games, first of all, versus Denver, I think that he's somebody who's going to have to be consistent with putting up those points, because the Miami Heat have realized that Denver's defense is nothing to play with and other guys have to step up, hence Vincent also stepping up tremendously. So, well, Adebayo, if I'm saying his name right, this was even risky to pick him because I hate saying his name. But while he averaged 17.5 points during the regular season, specifically versus Denver, he averages 20.5 points. So I think it's different when you're trying to level the series versus take that series lead. And game threes are tremendous. So they're going to have to continue with that theme of other guys helping out Jimmy Butler and trying to solve the defense that it is the Denver Nuggets. So Adebayo over 18.5 points for me today.
That I love that, because Caesars also has another boost on Adebayo that I was looking at also to go over on points as part of that. So there is faith in him to do that and value in him to do that. So check that out along with this boost at +175 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.